The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Hello, buongiorno. Buongiorno a tutti. Okay, now we are starting our Christmas holiday special. So this is going to be fun. And let me just give you kind of the lowdown while we're doing this. Days are, of course, now upon us. And there's been a great wine to celebrate with friends and family. I don't know if you've noticed. Hey!
Stevie, hello!
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Good to see you again.
Okay, so let me give you kind of share with our audience. So what happened was it all started with Manuela. I think you know most of your Manuela at the office. And we wanted to do, you know, I take this Donna del Vino role a little bit very superficially, but I am very committed. I am an honorary member of Donna del Vino. And I do always try my best to put my foot forward in illustrating the various personalities, various women in wine. And so we thought of doing a special Insta Live series. And the most obvious choice would have been, you know, of course, the sparklers, the sparkling wine, right? But Manuela said, why don't we do sweet Pasito wine? Because also nobody ever talks about that. And I said, yes, why not? So I said Pasito wines because it represents a very special niche, of course, of Italian wine sector, and they're often consumed on only special occasions or during family meals when they are typically combined with dessert course, I suppose, the desserts. So what we've decided to do actually was my team, and I'd like to give a shout out to Valeria. She's on the wine management team, and she made up this list of 7 women producers from all over Italy who will join us for this series today, and I believe Thursday, to discuss their Pasito wine specifically and recommend the perfect pairing with a typical Christmas dish from their region, sharing personal memories linked to Christmas holidays and wine. Join us today and tomorrow, and our first guest is, of course, Elena. I thought I would be seeing Elena, but I have her daughter. And let me tell you a little bit about Elena Valt Winery and through Carolina. So Caroline, actually, we call her Carolina, but actually her name is Caroline, is the fifth, Caroline Valt is the fifth generation from the estate Elena Vark in, and I don't know if you've been, it's in Alto Adige. It's quite close to us, and I've been there quite often and already discovered her vocation for wine as a young woman. Luckily, she stayed in the family because, as you know, a lot of the problem is that the younger generation, the next generation, they don't stay on. So after completing her bachelor's degree, she studied her BA degree in Austria, in Graz, and then she continued her studies at the University of Adelaide in Australia, where she attended the master's in wine business. So later, Caroline deepens her knowledge through various internships, as well as graduating from her WSET diploma, which I am envious because she actually finished her studies at the Wine Academy with Beppe Schuller, our very good friend, in, I believe, 2018, she completed her studies. And then she came back to the estate in 2013. So it's been about 10 years. So she's now back, have been running through the company for about 10 years. She's back. Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
It's much better. Okay, so I've been going through your CV.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that.
It's not a problem. I was just saying that you've completed your WSET degree in 2018. I'm very jealous because I've started it, but I've never finished. I've only gone through two exams successfully.
I thought it was wonderful. I lost the degree. I mean, first of all, I got to meet so many people from really so many places around Europe, I would say, here in Austria. And just the knowledge on wine of the world was great. And Beppe did a wonderful job. I loved
of course,
studying with him.
Beppe, right?
Yes.
He's the most, I think, I would say, modest MW that I have ever met, right?
Like, I agree.
Keeping it so simple at all times. And then, of course, you've been with the company for 10 years, but now you have two new family members.
Yes, right. I'm a proud mother of two little sons, two boys.
How old are they now?
So they're still little. So the older one is 3 years old, and my little one is only 1 year old. So Maximilian and Sebastian, that's their names.
Max and Sebastian.
Yes.
Is it Sebastian or Sebastiano or Massimiliano?
Ah, good question. But here in Alto Adige, you know, right? So we'd like to stick to the German pronunciation, right?
Do you feel more Germanic or Italian?
So the names would be more German. So Maximilian and Sebastian.
Okay. Getting back to us, what are your holidays? I was actually expecting your mom, but...
See, surprise.
How's Elena?
Elena is great. She's doing, I guess, some Christmas shopping right now in Murano.
Yeah. Luckily, she has her shoes on because last time I came to visit you guys, she was driving around in her flip-flops because she did her nails. And then she just took them off while she was driving. And I was like, is this safe? Should I trust her?
This is her. You know her well, I guess, Stevie.
All right. Please give her my regards. And what
I definitely
are your...
will.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
What are your holiday plans?
Actually, my husband, he's Austrian, so we're driving out to his family to stay with his family. So we'll spend Christmas over there in Upper Austria, it's called. Yeah. So apparently there's lots of snow already and the kids are very excited to play in the snow.
Yeah, I suppose that's another reason why you had to give them, you know, German names.
I guess so, yes.
Okay, so getting back to us, what we are expecting from today, because, you know, we have learning objectives, right?
Yes.
You get a little geeky. And it's one course, the Italian Passito wine in general. And then we're going to meet the seven different producers. And for you, it's today. And how it's produced, of course. Mm-hmm. And get an idea of the food and wine pairing. You know, since it's Christmas gold, right?
Yes, okay. Fantastic.
So I did a small intro while you were gone, but give us a little intro, quick skinny recap mm-hmm. of yourself and the winery.
Yeah, so just intro on the winery. So we're one of the most historic estates in Alto Adige. So the winery was founded in 1869 with my great-great-great-grandfather who founded the winery in Tramin. And up until today, we're still here located in Tramin. Everything changed so with my mother, Elena, who married into this family. Then she started changing a lot of things in the vineyards and in the winemaking. In 1988, she approached my dad and said, hey, if I have all these ideas, I want my name on the bottle. And hence, there we go. 1988 is when she launched her first wine, which at the time was actually a Chardonnay, and which at the beginning she thought would be just a side project to the major winery. Really, her project really took off and she started making more and more wines and have really her own winery. So nowadays we work on 90 hectares of land in the towns of Tramin and Caldaro for the most part.
How many?
90 hectares.
Okay, hectares. So it's significant now.
It is.
Yeah.
And then my sister and myself, we've joined in 2013 and now it's in its fifth generation, the estate.
Yeah, excellent. So today, getting back to today, okay, today, it's going to be all about your Passito wine. So
yes.
We're going to be talking about Kashmir, Gewurztraminer,
I was very excited when you approached me, Stevie, kind of and asked about talking about the Cashmere Pasito, because it's a wine that we really, really, really love, but we make very, very, very little of it. And we only make it in the best vintages or where we feel like it's the right vintage to be making it, because it's complicated in making. And hence, whenever we do make it, our customers are so excited when we release it, because it is a very special wine. And they know, especially our loyal customers, they know it's kind of this wine that we only occasionally would do. And I have here a bottle. Can you see it? So that's the Elena Vaik Cashmere Pasito.
Yeah, it's a small bottle, right?
Yes, 375, yes. And the name Cashmere, as you know, I mean, it's a fantasy name that we have given to this wine, because it should remember you of this kind of very elegant, delicate, very soft and velvety kind of cashmere, right? And this is the wine that we're aiming to make here. It's obviously made of Gewürztraminer. I mean, we are in the town of Tramin, which we believe is the birthplace of this variety. So
they say,
right? I know. There's a lot of fighting going on between us and the Alsatians and so on. So, right. So we have the town called Tramin. So we feel like we have at least the right to call it our variety. Yeah. So it's made mainly with Gewürztraminer. A little bit of Sauvignon Blanc is in there too. And it's, first of all, we start harvest a little bit later, right? So only say in, depending on the vintage, obviously, say mid of October. And then that's the thing, that so a late harvest already, and hence we can only make it in vintages where kind of the autumn is nice, right? Where you have this classic golden Altoadige autumn, which can be beautiful days where we have blue sky, but it's cold at night, but dry, right? That's the thing. That's when we would make it, and kind of this long, beautiful harvest. And then we pick them and we dry them on these, how would you say them? The Gattici racks. We would dry them on small racks. Yes, in an aerated room. And then they would shrink, stay there, and hence shrink about almost 2/3 of their size. And hence, at the same time,
how long are they drying for?
Yeah, depending on the vintage, a good 3 months, three, mm-hmm. 4 months, depending on when we pick. But yeah, so they shrink a lot and hence get more concentrated in the acidity and their aromas, and hence become very concentrated, right? And that is the key. And only then really we start vinification, right? So vinification is stainless steel tanks. It stays in stainless steel tanks after fermentation is completed and sits there for a long time prior that we decide at some point to bottle it. But it sits on its lees for a long time then. And obviously fermentation stops, I didn't say that, because the sugar level is too high, right? At some
point. You said you are making small production. How many bottles are you producing?
So I'm talking about, right, half bottles. No, yeah, 375 bottles. So yeah, half bottles. Depending on the vintage, anywhere, say from 1,500 bottles to maybe 2,500 bottles.
Oh my goodness, that's like nothing.
Nothing. That's peanuts, right? But it's such a special wine, and it's really such a velvety wine. And whenever we make it, we're very excited about it, but we carefully decide who to give it. And sometimes we might not even release much and just keep it in our cellar, and maybe in 20 years from now, kind of taste a little bit of it.
Right, right. I was lucky to get a case of that when I came last time. Then
did you really?
Did you really?
There you go.
All right. So then what about, of course, how are we going to pair this wine?
Yes. You know, in our family, we have this tradition for, especially for the Christmas Eve meal. And you have to know that in Altoadige, the major meal for Christmas is the 24th, the eve of the 24th. That's our major family meal, the major family gathering. That's when kids would kind of open their present. That's the 24th at night.
Oh, and not on the Christmas day.
No. In Altoadige, that's more of an Austrian tradition. It's always the 24th at night.
Right.
Yes, that's when you light up the Christmas tree and they have the presents and the good dinner. And so for us, we would always... And we knew it was such a precious wine, but on Christmas Eve, we would open a bottle for our family for the dessert. And there was this dessert that my mom really loves making, and she makes it amazingly. And it's this, you know, the Christmas Eve dinner can sometimes be very heavy, and you eat a lot of, we would eat a lot of venison here in this area, and kind of more kind of heavier, greasier food. So we would have this dessert, which is very light, and it's very easy to make, but it's a delight. And it goes beautiful with this wine, which is kind of marinated oranges, right? So you cut the oranges, you peel them, you cut them in half, and then you melt some marmalade, so orange marmalade, in a pot.
And the orange on orange.
orange and orange, you pour it over and then you caramelize some orange peels and put that on top at the very end. You put it in the fridge, or here we just put them outside of the window to kind of let it cool down, right? We don't have enough space in our fridge. And then you make it in the morning, you leave it outside. And once it's ready for dinner, then we would add just a spoon of vanilla ice cream. And this goes beautifully with this cashmere, for example. So this would be our traditional pairing in our family, right? Yes.
So what is this dish called? Has it got a name?
No. We would call it marinated oranges. And we love it because it's fresh and light.
I guess one question I have is, have you got any special, I don't know, nostalgic moment of Christmas in general?
The nostalgic moment would always be the moment when in the evening we are waiting in the kitchen and in the hall of the house. And we would wait until we would hear the bell, the angel's bell, as we would call it. You hear this little bell. And when you hear this bell, you know that we can open the door to go in this nice living room where we have the Christmas tree lit up. So this is kind of the nostalgic moment. It's always you're waiting there to kind of finally hear this small bell. And this is when finally Christmas Eve has arrived. So that's my nostalgic moment, I would say.
All right. Well, that's it, I think. And how do people find you if they want to look for you? I guess you're on social media.
Exactly. We're on social media. We're on Instagram, on Elena Valk, or on Facebook, on the website, elenavalk.com. And or just in Tramin, come and visit us at the winery. We have beautiful facilities to host people, to show them around the cellar, the vineyards in summertime. And we have a beautiful tourism program here at the estates.
Are you open also during the holidays?
We're open basically every day, but the 1st of January. Okay. So we're open every day. Yes.
Okay.
Just come and visit. Yes.
You never know. As you know, I only come visit during the holidays because it's my only time. So you never know.
I would love to see you, Stevie.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for joining us today. That was Kalani Valk for Elena Valk Winery. And please give my regards to your family, especially to your mom. Okay?
Thank you so much, Stevie. It was great talking to you. Ciao. Buona festa. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!